The Casey's Breakfast Pizza of Morning Radio. It's Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning on Star 102.5. Go!
For as long as I can remember, if you invite me to a wedding, to a graduation party, to even maybe an anniversary party, anywhere where I need to bring a gift, you are going to get a card with a $50 check in it.
Okay.
It has been that way. Yes, usually it's just a check. It's been that way for as long as I can remember.
Okay.
But here we are now getting in the swing of graduation party season. We got a bunch of invites, and I'm looking at the invites going, gosh, I know these graduates really, really well. You know, I know their parents really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just thinking to myself that $50 might not be a good enough gift coming from me to them.
Yeah, you had told us off air that you've had this system for over 20 years.
Over 20 years. My best friends have gotten married. They've had kids. They've had some graduates. None of my really close friends have had graduates yet, except for, I mean, Ken, you have.
Yeah.
But like the ones I went to college, we're just getting into that sort of era right now. And so $50 has always been what I've given.
And so I suggested that you put into one of those online inflation calculators.
Yes.
And so you put in $50 in 2001, right?
Yep. And end year 2024, people are going to get a check for $88.18.
Which actually, I thought it would be higher.
I did too.
But okay.
That's what I went with for this one. Inflation's at 3.48%, it says.
I also think...
Well, over 20 years, probably.
Yes, that's right.
Right, okay.
Okay, there's a bunch of numbers over here that I'm sure you'd be able to figure out, Ken. This is all clicks and buzzes to me. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, I'm not seeing your screen, but he gave you the final number is $88.
$88.18. So, I mean, Tawny, if you were to get married this weekend, I would give you a check for $88.18.
I would literally probably call you as soon as I opened the card, not because of the amount itself, other than the obscurity of it. Like, what? Why this? What did you math out? What?
Well, it's the 18 cents to throw you off.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, is that a joke or something?
Right.
I figure he probably sat down and counted all the times I hurt his feelings and then made him feel nice and then mathed it and carried the 7. He's like, okay, she gets $88.
So $88.18.
Okay, off your 50. See, I will say, I don't know what the number is for any of this stuff, and it's frustrating because if you ask people, you seem to get, and we're about to, you seem to get answers all over the board. We haven't been to a wedding in a long time, but we have a couple coming up this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to coincidentally just come across an online thread where people were talking about it, and it was all over the place. And I remember one person posted that if it's family, $1,000, and if it's not family, $500.
What?
I thought, no.
It depends on...
Well, of course, it depends on how close you are and things like that.
I think that should, for graduations and weddings.
Yeah.
Like, if it's your third cousin, maybe only $50. If it's your sister, maybe a little more. You know what I mean, but...
Just a little more, right?
My sister would get less.
See, that's why I liked having this base system of everyone gets 50. You could be my bestest friend. You could be the fourth cousin. Doesn't matter. You get $50. But now it just seems... I need to bump it up to $88.
I do appreciate that at least weddings can be spread out over a few months. Oh, the graduations are in like a 14-day period.
Right.
And that's hard when you're given, you're invited to 20 and you're given $50 at each one.
Right. Do I need to write that in the card of why you're getting $88.18?
You could teach a youthful spirit about inflation and give them a gift.
I don't think I should teach anyone about inflation.
I'm Carol in Urbandale. What's your system, Carol?
Well, I'm going off of my son's graduation 2 years ago, and he got anywhere from $10 to $30. Unless it was like an aunt or a grandma, and then he got like, or an uncle, he got like $100 to $200.
Yeah.
All right.
I just made it, it's too difficult to try to decide where the line is. Like, how do you decide who gets what? So I just made a rule. I just do a flat 20. I mean, keep it simple. I start collecting 20s because, Tawny, you're right, it's really hard when you get a bunch. I think we got 30 invites that year.
Oh, my goodness.
So I shelled out $600, but I just started collecting 20s. Every time I got paid, I'd, like, deposit my check and get a few 20s, and then by the time May rolled around, I had an envelope full of 20s.
Can I ask where you live? Like, what...
I live in Urbandale.
Okay, Urbandale. See, that's different. You said 30. I'm like, that was like my whole class. And in a small town, you struggle with that because everyone is invited to everybody's graduation.
Sure, yeah.
Correct, yeah. Yeah,
so. Carol, what's your son's name?
His name is Parker.
Parker would have gotten a check from me from $82.62 back in 2022.
Oh, okay. That's funny.
Thank you, Carol. Have a good day. Appreciate
Thanks.
The call. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning, wherever you go. Subscribe to our free podcast.